welcome to Planet Shakers, and I'm so excited to share this message with you about Holy Spirit. So get ready to encounter Him. I don't know what it is. I suppose it's God, you know, God doing something in my life. I might as well just be honest with you. And there's these moments in church where I get really, really disturbed. I get disturbed, not by people. And there's moments where it's like, oh, this is really nice. But then there's like this, I don't know, stirring in me that just says, but it's not enough, God. It's nice. Your presence is nice. You know, it's nice people are getting touched by you, but God, surely there's more. Because I know what your word says about you. I've read the stories. I've read about the encounters. I've heard the testimonies when you've moved, when you've walked on the water, when you've raised the dead, where the lepers came to you and they were filled with leprosy and one touch from you and instantly their bodies were completely healed. I know, God, what they've said about you. So I want to see it. I want to experience it. I want to know it. I want to testify about it. I don't want to read about somebody else's testimony. I want to experience it. And today I want us to brush off anything that would hold us in the nice, in the mediocre. And I want to say, God, we want more. We want more of you. We want more of your glory. We want more of your power. We want you on display to this earth. And so we just lift our hands to the Lord right now. And would we ask Him? Would we ask Him for revival? Would we ask Him for the outpouring of His Spirit? Would we ask Him for more? More, Lord. More, God. We thank you for nice. That's in heaven. We know the peace that's in heaven. We know the joy, the healing, the wholeness that is in heaven. We want it here on earth, God. And we want to be that generation that lives it. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Concentrate on Him. here for you. He's here for you. He came for you. He walked in for you. Ora te shekelarda ta e bastandere che shekelarda. Oh, help us, Holy Spirit. Stir within us. Soften our hearts right now, Holy Spirit. Oh, soften our hearts. Oh, that our focus would be Jesus. Oh, that our pursuit would be Jesus. Come and consume us. Holy Spirit, come and help us. Come and overwhelm us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, so good. You can be seated for a little moment, and I really would like to just release you to allow Holy Spirit to move upon you today. And, you know, I do this quite regularly, but, you know, of course I'm into order and stuff like that because we serve a God of order. But sometimes in our desire to be ordered, we just stop the Holy Spirit in His tracks. You know, sometimes His presence will come in an overwhelming way. And we have this choice whether to go with it and let God just move upon our lives, or go, oh, I don't want to be out of order. It's okay, I can bring you back. I've got the mic. It's so fine. You know, I've got people that I can send to you. If you're out of order, it's so fine. But right now, I don't want just the same old. I really, really want God to move. And so it's up to us. It's up to us to be hungry. It's up to us to be thirsty. It's up to us to yield to Him. Say, do whatever you want, oh God. Do whatever you want in me. I'm hungry for you. I'm tired of the same old. I want to encounter too, God. And so God, today, would today be the day of your visitation? Would today be the day of your outpouring? Where we encounter you like we have never encountered you before. Oh God, would you come here today? And I've entitled this message today, Catch the Wind. This is what we're going to do today. We are going to catch the wind of the Spirit today. We're going to ask for the breath of God to blow in this place. And I'm going to help you to put up your sails today. And we are going to catch the wind of the Spirit that's going to propel us into a greater level of His destiny for us. Because we know that at Planet Shakers, we've always valued that authentic, passionate relationship with Holy Spirit. That's what my message is about today, about your relationship with Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to lead you into all truth. So this is where we have to cultivate that relationship with Holy Spirit. We're not going to play church anymore. We're not going to be a religious group of people. We're going to be men and women of God. That means we know Him, we hear Him, we sense Him, we're open to Him, and we're going to be people that put up the sails of our lives to catch the wind of the Spirit today. And in this year of double portion, how do we experience double portion? I don't want it to be just two words, double portion. Oh, isn't that a lovely theme? No, I want us to live this. Otherwise, we just serve a God who teases us. Says, double portion. Isn't that nice? No, He is a God who is faithful to His word. Once His word goes out, He is faithful to fulfill it. Therefore, when He declares over your life, over your family, over your workplace, over your school, over your neighborhood, He says, double portion. worship, that means he wants to pour out himself, his kingdom, in a double portion. Then anything you've experienced to this point that's of God, he wants to double it. And he doesn't want you to hear about it. He wants you to live it. He wants you to experience it. Double portion of healing. Double portion of provision. Double portion of freedom. Double portion of peace. Double portion of joy. Double portion of acceptance. That's our God. He's faithful to his word. And so how are we going to do this? I believe the way we're going to do it is we're going to catch the wind. And what do I mean by that? So this is, you know, a nice little picture, I suppose, because I'm such a good sailor. No, I have no idea about sailing. But I got this picture, you know, when I was talking to the Lord about today and what should I share? And I got this picture of a sailboat. And so sailboats, you know, are cute little things. And they have sails. And I know, the revelation's powerful, isn't it? And what happens is that they sometimes have these nice little races and these little regattas. I know that much. They're called regattas. Why aren't they called races? I don't know. Regattas. Anyway. And so what they do is that these little sailboats, they're going to race each other. It's the same water. But what's going to propel one sailboat faster than another is the ability of that sailboat to catch the wind. Now, when I was doing my amazing research on the internet, because of course everything's true on the internet, I really hope this is. But one of the ways to identify where the wind is to look at the color of the water. And the darker the water, the more the wind is in that portion of the water. And so this is what these little people do. They might be big people, but today they're little. These little people do in the little sailboats is that they look out onto the water and they look to see where the dark water is. And so they'll get their rudder, that little stick that's onto another stick with the stick in the water. It's just so technical, I know, you know. But there's a lot of people that can identify with me. The sticks. They get the sticks called the rudders and they get this rudder and they'll direct the boat to the dark water. And when that boat hits the darker water, the wind fills their sails and will propel them further, more quickly. And so one of the little tricks too is to wear Polaroid sunglasses. And that helps you see the color of the water better so that you can see where it's darker. Or what they do on larger vessels is they try and get up higher to see where the dark water is. Isn't this amazing? This is a great analogy for us, is that when God begins to move, and when God begins to speak, what we need to do is identify where God is moving. And so this year, God has declared double portion. And so therefore, as men and women of the Spirit, understanding that is a word of the Lord, we then get our rudders, our cars, and we get to everything where God is moving. So that means church every single Sunday. Oh my goodness, what a revelation. Because if I go to church on Sunday, that's where that gust of God's wind is. That's where the Spirit is moving. That's where the breath of God is being poured out. Oh my goodness, that means I go to Boom every single Friday night because there's the dark water. God is moving there and I'm going to put my sail up and God is going to propel me forward. Oh my goodness, here's another incredible revelation. Urban life. I go to urban life because that's where God's Spirit is moving. My go to Wednesday morning prayer meeting. Oh my Lord, the revelation here today. Because this is where God is moving. He's breathing. It's the wind of the Spirit. And so when you're feeling a little bit down, when you're feeling like, oh, this is not the year of double portion, or I haven't experienced a double portion, guess what you're going to do? You're going to put your Polaroids on and you're going to look out and you're going to see all of these wonderful things that we provide for you, because that's how you're going to catch the wind. Because when you position yourself where the wind is blowing, there is the propulsion forward in the things of God. And so your position is very, very powerful. And this is why I believe God continues to bless Planet Shakers and multiply Planet Shakers, is because we have a leader, his name is Russell Evans, who continues to position us. He hears what God is saying. And he says, come on, church, let's do this. Let's do every Wednesday morning now at 7 a.m. Let's pray. What's that? That's him hearing, sensing, being in tune with the wind of the Spirit. Those of you that have been to those early morning prayer meetings, okay, it might be hard to get up in the morning, but you get here, what starts to happen? We begin to pray and the Holy Spirit begins to move. He begins to speak. He begins to equip. He begins to empower. What is that? That's the wind of the Spirit. And then we can go throughout our day propelled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is where we start to receive this double portion. We start to live it. And so that's what's so great about Planet Shakers. Just hearing and obeying. What is it? We're just putting our sails up. But let's look at what the Bible says about this. This is not just a story about sailing. It's just not something that I'm feeling. This is exactly what they did in the book of Acts. If we read in Acts 1 verse 4 to you. Yes, that's it. So good. For those of you who don't know what that's all about, guys are getting excited about the Word of God, because when they went to Plant Shakers Conference, Pastor Andy encouraged them. And so we could join in that too if you wanted to. So while being together and eating with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, you have heard me speak, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. So when they had come together, they asked him repeatedly, Lord, are you at this time reestablishing the kingdom and restoring it to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or epochs which the Father has fixed in his own authority. But you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to tell people about me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. And then in Acts 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together. The New King James Version says, in one accord, in one place. And suddenly, a sound came from heaven like a rushing, violent wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were being distributed among them, and they rested on each one of them as each person received the Holy Spirit. And they were all filled, that is, diffused throughout their being, with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, in different languages, as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out clearly and appropriately. See, here we have a bunch of people commissioned by God to wait for the promise. It was a direction. And so what did they do? When God spoke, they positioned themselves. They were ready to stay in that room until the promise came. They didn't know what the promise looked like or felt like. But what were they doing? They were positioning themselves for God to breathe, for God to move, for God to fulfill His promise. Same kind of thing. This is us. We need to position ourselves in God. We need to position ourselves wherever God is moving. Guess what? Every time you open the Word of God, you are positioning yourself for the move of God in your own life. Every time you open the pages of a Bible and begin to read His creative Word, you are positioning yourself for an encounter with God. Every time you open your mouth in prayer, you are positioning yourself in God for a move of His Spirit. Every time you prophesy, every time you step out in faith, what is that? It's a positioning of yourself for the fulfillment of God's promise. We need to become really good at positioning ourselves. Sometimes we just position ourselves for the flesh. I'm too tired, so I'm going to stay in bed and watch TV. What are you doing? You're positioning yourself for what? We need to be men and women of the Spirit who make these choices. I'm going to position myself for a move of His Spirit. Why? Because God has declared over my life double portion. He has declared promises over my life. And if I position myself in Him, ready, willing, able, hungry, thirsty, guess what? He's going to begin to breathe in my life. He's going to begin to propel me forward in Him. And that's exactly what happened to these disciples. Just 120 of them came consistently in that right position, waiting upon God. And then God breathed, God empowered, God moved. Today, by coming in these doors, what have you done? You've positioned yourself. And Holy Spirit is here. And He wants to propel you. And He wants to fill you. And He wants to empower you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to fulfill His word in your life. He wants you to experience double portion. But then another thing that these great men and women did in that upper room is they had the right agreement. See, the disciples were in agreement with this promise. They came together agreeing in one accord. What does that mean? They were thinking the same thing. They were desiring the same thing. They were hungering after the same thing, the promise. They were waiting. Jesus had told them, wait, because the Father, He's going to fulfill His promise. Wait for what I've been telling you about, that one day you're going to be baptized, you're going to be filled, that the Holy Spirit's going to come to you. Wait for that. And so they were in agreement with that. What are you agreeing with today? Are you agreeing with mediocrity? Are you agreeing with just a little portion? Or are you agreeing with a double portion? Are you agreeing together that God is a powerful God? God is a mighty God. That He is a healer. That He is a savior. That He is the one that is going to empower you and strengthen you and propel you forward. What are you agreeing with today? Because if we could agree together, if all of us could think the same, desire the same, long after the same thing, guess what? Something is going to begin to happen in this atmosphere. It's a God thing. Oh, God is going to begin to move. God's going to begin to heal. God's going to begin to transform. Because we agree and we're positioning ourselves in agreement. And the Bible says when we agree, the Father will do it. The Father. This is exactly the same. Jesus is saying, wait, what the Father has got for you. Do you know what the Father has got for you today? Do you even realize the power of His presence? The power of His anointing? The power of His Spirit in our lives? See, the more I can sense that more of you are hungering, more of you are focusing in, and what's happening is that the atmosphere is beginning to change. It's getting more charged with the presence, the tangible presence of God. This is what happens when we position ourselves and we agree together, just like they did in the book of Acts. And then as they prayed in agreement, and as they hungered and they thirsted after Him, rushing wind began to fill that place. And the Bible says on each one of them, well, no, it's just the leaders, on the leaders, on the special people, on the people that get everything all right all the time, the righteous people. No. Every single one. The Holy Spirit is no respecter of persons. So He comes on every single one. He's so good. Repeatedly, to immerse, to submerge, to overwhelm. So the Holy Spirit, He doesn't say, I just want to come once. He doesn't say, oh, good job, you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. See ya. He says again and 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 again. He comes again and then He comes again and then He comes again and then He comes again. He just wants to fill us and keep filling us over and over and over again. Why? Because He wants to empower you. He wants to propel you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to see His kingdom come in your life through this immersion, through this baptism, through this submersion, through this overwhelming. He wants to come again and again and again and again. He wants to do it Monday. He wants to do it Tuesday. He wants to do it Tuesday night. He wants to do it in the middle of the night. He wants to do it early in the morning. He wants to do it at the end of the week. He wants to do it on Saturday. He wants to do it while you're at school. He wants to do it while you're at home. He wants to do it while you're on the tram. He wants to do it while you're on the train. He wants to submerge you, baptize you, immerse you, overwhelm you. So why? You can be repelled. You move forward, catch the wind. He wants you to win the race. He wants you to succeed in everything you do. And we know that this baptism is a baptism in power, dunamis power. What an awesome God we serve. He wants to baptize us, immerse us in strength, in power, in ability. Wow. So good. This is our God. This is who He is. This is His desire for us. You know, I remember when I got saved and, you know, I'm a Catholic girl and grew up in a Catholic church, and I thank God for my Catholic upbringing. I went to church every single Sunday because my parents were really committed and committed to going to church every Sunday. I would go every week, and you know, as a young person, especially as a teenager, I'd go and I'd hate it, just being honest. For me, it was irrelevant, it was boring, it wasn't connected. It was just stories about God and religious practices about God. And then when someone told me that I could ask Jesus to come into my heart, to come into my life, and that He would give me a brand new start, that He would take away my sins and that I could be born again, like just start again, I thought that sounded like a great idea. Who doesn't want to start again? After all the mess ups, after all the mistakes, who doesn't want a brand new start? And so I remember praying that prayer with my auntie. Isn't it amazing? Significant moments in God is just still so real in your memory. And I remember, you know, my particular quilt that was on my bed. I remember sitting on the edge of my bed as my auntie just led me in this prayer. And as I prayed this prayer to ask Jesus into my heart, it was a powerful moment. And that physically I felt this weight that was on my shoulders. I didn't even know it was there, but all of a sudden it became real to me that I was carrying a weight that must have been the burden, the weight of sin that was on my life. And I felt it lift off. I felt this freedom as I said, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. And I believe You died on the cross for me. I believe You rose again from the dead. And I ask You to come into my heart, come into my life as my personal Lord and Savior. I said that prayer. It was like, oh my goodness, this is real. This isn't just a religious experience. Oh my Lord, You're real. The church that I went to every single Sunday talked about God, but now God was real in my life. And it was like my eyes were open, like, oh my Lord God, You are real. And now that You're in my life, I get to live forever. I get to go to heaven and You're with me. And it was a powerful experience. But then I sort of lived my life like I'd lived it before. I still went to Catholic church every Sunday. But this time it was a lot more alive and a lot more real what they were saying. I was starting to understand what they were saying. But you know, a lot of my life habits, you know, going out with my friends, partying, going to the pub, all of that, I just kept doing. It's just how it was. You just, oh yeah, Jesus is with me, but yeah, let's go. You know. But then someone talked to me about Holy Spirit. That I could be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that He would fill me and empower me. And the Holy Spirit would give me gifts. He would give me gifts of this amazing language, a heavenly language that the devil couldn't understand, but it was direct communication to God. They talked to me about how he would give you other gifts, like having these miracles happen, that when you prayed for someone, they could receive a miracle or they could get healed, because these are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is what He fills you with. This is what He empowers you with, these wonderful supernatural gifts. And I went, wow, that sounds good. Yeah, I'd like that too. And so again, I remember that moment when my auntie grabbed both of my hands and she started to talk to Jesus and say, Jesus, could you fill Sam? Could you baptize her? And as she was praying for me, it was like Jesus walked right up to me. I could feel him. He was there, so real. And then all of a sudden, things started to take place in my body that I was like, okay, what's this? This is making me a bit nervous. I could feel these tingles in my hands, and then I could feel something going on in here. And it was, what's happening? It was like someone had turned the water on and my tummy was getting filled with something. It was so amazing as inside of me something was getting filled more and more and more and more. And all of a sudden I just had to say something. I had to just let something come out. As it became more and more overwhelming, as it became more and more stronger, and all of a sudden Silaruta Shagara. Out of my innermost belly flowed these rivers of living water. And this language that I'd never heard before. But I knew it was God. And I knew it was real. But from that moment, there was something different about me. I had this brand new courage. I was talking to everyone about Jesus. I was talking to everyone about Holy Spirit. I was telling everyone about this new language I got. I was so bold, so courageous. I would even, you know, tell my dad at the time, you know, you, Dad, you got to have this. You got to experience this. I tell my best friend, you got to experience this. Come on, you need this. This is for you. I remember leading more people to Jesus. I led my best friend to Jesus after that time because I was so empowered. I was so courageous. I was so infilled with God. See, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the baptism. This is the immersion. You see, God wants you to be born again, but He also wants you to be filled. He wants you in. Endued with power. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is what He wants for every single one of us. Oh, He's got a double portion. He has got so much for you, church, just like He had so much for me and still has it to this day. His Holy Spirit. This is who we are. This is who God has called us to be. We got a little bit of time, so let's take a little bit of time. And so if you just say to me today, Sam, this is what I want. I want to be filled and flooded. I want to position myself. I want to pull those sails up today. Spirit to blow in me, whether it's for the first time or the 100th time or the 1,000th time, sing yes, and would you come and position yourself right now? Get yourself in that position. Say, fill me, Holy Spirit. Fill me. Immerse me.
hope you enjoyed today's message, and I really pray that you had your own personal encounter with God today. He's got an incredible plan for you. He wants to fill you and empower you, and so I know He's done that today. If you'd like to, you can connect with us on all social media. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your testimonies, send us your prayer requests, whatever it is, we believe the best for you. God bless you. Have a great week.